Welcome to Jean and Mike do the New York Times crossword.
Hi, I'm Jean.
And I'm Mike. And today we're doing the crossword for Monday, April 15th, 2024. So, on tax day, did you do the crossword?
I did the crossword and I mailed our taxes.
Woohoo! We're off the hook.
Yes, and I consoled our youngest who spent most of the night finishing his taxes.
Just send in a blank check. That's my recommendation. The IRS can figure it out. Mm-hmm. How'd you do in the crossword?
I did great.
Okay.
I did great. It was a good Monday crossword. A little more challenging than usual, but still, I enjoyed it.
I guess I didn't notice anything too untoward. Which parts were more challenging than others?
Oh, I can't really say for sure. I did have a mistake.
Ah.
And of course, it was in the very bottom right square. I didn't see it until I had gone through the whole puzzle. But it was just a typo. 70 across was
tilde.
The accent mark, and it was the tilde.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, there was an S at the end. I had T-I-L-D-S.
Ah.
And that crossed with 61 down. A horses might be braided for a dressage show, and that was mane, but I had mans. So that ate up a few minutes right there.
Well, at least it was obvious, even if it was annoyingly at the bottom right.
Yeah, and it was just a tilde, or just a typo.
Of course, I think you know what a mane is.
Yeah.
I feel fairly confident. And a tilde, for that matter. I've never heard of a tilde, though.
Yep.
Let's see. I found it interesting that 18 across, noise that accompanies a shockwave, sonic boom, was a debut word.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought surely they would have used that previously. But apparently not. And ASUS, the Taiwanese tech company, that was also a debut.
Yes, I knew that. I knew that was new.
I could have sworn, maybe they've used Acer before.
They've used Acer many times.
Okay, that was it.
And AIWA, A-I-W-A, they've used that.
Is that the shoe company?
No, I think that's tech.
Okay.
Or phone or something.
Because there's some company that starts with an A that's shoes. That's all right. Nothing critical.
A-shoes.
I thought so.
I can't think of that, whatever it is.
Well, it'll remain a mystery. But the... the debut, the revealers, as they were debuts.
Oh, I'm sure.
Why don't you want to talk about the theme?
Okay. Well, there were six places in the puzzle where there were four shaded squares in a box, two above and two below. And if you filled out the puzzle correctly, the two above were always A and S, and the two below were S and O. And the revealer clue was 39 and 41 across, actually, together. And the clue was a philosophical principle in which Earth mirrors heaven. Or a hint to the shaded squares.
Or a hint to the tinted squares.
You could say that too. And the answer was as above, which was 39 across, and then 41 across was so below. As above, so below. And so the shaded squares had as above and so below. So that was the theme. It was very clever, I thought.
And it was some philosophical principle.
It is a philosophical principle. I did look it up and read a little bit about it on Wikipedia.
Good.
And it's ancient. I mean, it goes back to like ancient Egypt and Greek philosophy. And, you know, it's just very old. Hermetics. It has a lot of different... origins, supposedly, but or usage throughout ancient history. But anyway, as above, so below.
I find an interesting concept that that Earth would be mirroring heaven. Well, I'm sort of hoping heaven's a little bit of an improvement over here.
Well, and that wasn't really specified in the Wikipedia discussion. It was more like the heavens have some compelling influence over the Earth, and that, you know, that they influence one another, and so as above, so below.
But they don't have any. They didn't have any particular philosopher who they could point to.
No.
Oh, okay.
No,
All right. Well. And that, this was a debut by Amanda Winters.
Yeah, that was a new name.
Right.
So new. Well, that's great.
As above, so below.
Mm-hmm.
Easy to remember.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I didn't look at the revealers too closely, and I'm just like, ASOS? Is this like, is this an emergency? Then it would be NSOS, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
They had lots of relatively familiar answers, as one would expect for a Monday. Although graduation group, I wrote down class. Turned out it was right. I was a little bit wobbly when I did that, but and accompanied by six across was with. It's just like, okay, these seem to be sort of coming together nicely. Source of the fables, the fox and the lion and the mouse, Aesop.
Right.
So I was going pretty quickly through these.
Mm-hmm. But then you had ones like three down. Yellow fruit that, despite their name, look more like apples. Asian pears.
Yes.
So
that was certainly new.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, there was another. Oh, 32 down. Component of a greenhouse, and that was solar panel.
Yes, that was good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you know, some that. They were kind of long answers for a Monday, but yeah.
Let's see. What else did we have here? We had 10 down, that being rent from another renter, and that was sublease.
That's correct, yes.
Which was not a debut entirely, but it has never appeared in the modern or shorts era.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's such a common thing.
It has appeared
in college towns
three times in 2024, 1987, and 1967.
No kidding. That's amazing.
I know. But
wow.
I guess either people or software had trouble working it into the grid.
I guess. It's got a lot of good letters in it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of E's and a U and, yep. Interesting.
31 across was fresh talk. That was sass.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had 68 across, hate on informally, was dis.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Oh, another one that was kind of unusual. 44 across, wipe away, efface.
Yes.
Efface.
I started going with erased, but that was the wrong tense.
Me too. Man.
51 across was blank game, the most watched Netflix series of all time. And I was thinking Hunger Games, because that was the only one I could think of, but it was Squid Game.
Squid Game, yes. I've heard of that, but I've never watched it.
Yeah.
I hear it's kind of violent.
It's on Netflix, and it's their most popular series, so I have no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it interesting. I'd been working on Wordle, and I was stuck, and I only had the U and I of a five-letter answer, and these were the third and fourth letters.
Oh.
And I looked at the word squid in 51. I thought, oh, that must be the answer. So I hopped back to Wordle, and it was not the answer.
No.
I'd already used the S, the Q, and the D.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, I guess I hadn't used the Q, but I had used the S and the D. So, but eventually I figured it out.
Very good.
We had Mall Santa yesterday. And today we have North Pole Bigwig, 64 across, being Santa.
Right.
Always a tricky answer for me, savory taste, umami.
Mm-hmm.
Never sure how to pronounce it. I always want to put an E at the end, but here it's spelled U-M-A-M-I.
That's correct.
Isn't there some other sort of flavor that's got U-M-A-M-E?
No.
Fine.
No, just that one.
I'll just go along with that and ASUS. all right. Let's see here.
We did have 69 across, which was soybean paste in Japanese cuisine. That was miso,
right.
Which has a umami flavor.
Oh.
Miso, you know, would be something with a umami flavor.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And of course, umami crosses with tilde, which also has an umami flavor.
Okay,
I don't know what a tilde tastes like. Probably pretty bland. Yeah, so, you know, not a whole lot happening here on a Monday, as one might expect. We did have, the other day we had, we were talking about felt hats.
Yes.
And we sort of vacillated between berets and derbies.
Right.
Today we had 45 down, the signature hats for Indiana Jones, fedoras.
Fedoras.
Are those felt hats?
Yes, they are.
Oh, good. All right. Mm-hmm. So apparently we're having a run on
Well, I think they can be made with felt or maybe with leather, too.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. The other day we talked about a miniature canvas, and that was a toenail.
Mm-hmm.
And here we had 23 across. The poster holder upper was a nail.
Right.
I sort of like that as a clue, the mm-hmm. poster holder upper.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Although I originally put tack.
Well, that would also make sense, but but I had 24 down first, blank facto, ipso.
Oh, yes.
And 21 across, split as with an axe was cleave.
Mm-hmm.
I like the sound of cleave, perhaps not the actual action of cleave, but okay. Well, I think that's probably it for today.
Okay.
So thanks, everyone, for listening. A reminder that tomorrow is Triplet Tuesday.
Do, 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 do.
And so you'll want to gather around for that exciting game.
You betcha.
Remember, you can always get a hold of us, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. We will be back again with our cutting-edge analysis of tomorrow's crossword tomorrow.
Bye-bye.